This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And you actually get to control the content of the website. So if you find something online that you think is interesting and you want to share it with our listeners and us behind the microphones, you go and submit it to the site over at freetalklive.com. You click the Submit Show Prep link, and then you submit your article or news story or, you know, blog post or video, whatever. You submit the URL and a little description, and other people will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. Tonight, lots to talk about. Your calls, of course, if you make them, you can bring up anything. There's more news about the government people raiding peaceful folks. We talked last night about some people that were allegedly raided on a school loan situation. Now, it's not clear as to whether or not there was fraud involved in the school loan or just that they hadn't paid, made their payments. But the idea that the police need to be used in a SWAT team style raid in either of those cases is pretty outrageous.
Was that without a judge, that one?
I don't recall that particular detail.
Okay.
However, it was the Department of Education that was behind that particular incident. And just as another example of what the police and SWAT is doing out there, here's a story from naturalnews.com. Wildwood Cellars, a Kansas-based producer and distributor of elderberry juice, is the latest raid target of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Did you know the FDA has cops, too?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed by this. The Department of Education has armed cops. I mean, the government, these agencies that you believe are just there to help people are armed to the teeth.
Yeah, that's not just a bureaucracy anymore. That's a full-on police state. Yeah.
Exactly. And now this isn't, while this news is new, it's not new that the feds have cops. The feds have had cops for a long time. They've, as I understand it, gone into health food stores and other places selling products that, sure, you know, may make a claim on a label, and that's illegal.
Raw milk is a big one.
That's right. They went into that store in California where they were selling raw milk in one of their refrigerators, and they raided those folks. And that was fairly recent.
Yes, it was.
You add to that the fact that they're actually going after raw milk producers at the farm, like Amish folks. And I don't know if they're using police raids on the Amish yet, but
there wasn't that one circumstance.
Did they raid them?
Yeah, the cops did. It was a federal task force, yeah.
U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently sent U.S. marshals to the company's winery in Mulvane to confiscate the, quote, unapproved drug, unquote. According to the rogue agency, Wildwood had violated provisions in the U.S. Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the FFDCA, that restrict health claims for food items warranting the sudden invasion. See, only the politically connected folks can make claims. Only the people that are in the allopathic medicine field, the pill makers, essentially. Only they are able to make claims.
Well,
they have to beg permission, too.
Billions of dollars to the federal government to be able to do that.
Or just through the lobbyists themselves. You know, they've definitely greased a lot of pockets.
There's that as well. They certainly have preference. And good luck to you if you're somebody who believes in, I don't know what elderberry juice is supposed to do, there are a lot of these products out there.
Supposedly, I don't know that much about elderberry juice, but supposedly it's supposed to help if you get a cold or the flu or something like that.
Okay. Right. I mean, there are a lot of different natural products with a lot of different potentials.
There's a lot of people making a lot of claims about a lot of products, some of which have gone through the FDA and some of which have not, that are, you know, not necessarily so. I think in a world where where it wasn't illegal for people to make fallacious claims, that there would probably be more fallacious claims. However, I also think that there would be organizations out there to vet those claims because people
Absolutely.
Want to know
Sure.
what it is they're buying. And there are organizations like Consumer Reports. I mean, this is a great organization to find out who makes the best product in what area. And people need, I mean, that's important, valuable information. People are likely willing to pay for that information, and people who aren't willing to pay for that information ought to get what they pay for,
right,
which is nothing.
There's plenty of internet sites, too, that just simply focus on a various area of the marketplace and sort of providing feedback and rating systems for various vendors and products. So.
And you'd see more of that in the absence of the federal government.
Right.
You'd see more competition in the area of certification and verification of claims. So, for instance, like a big store, like a Walmart or Target or something like that, they're not going to want to put a product on their shelf if the claims are just so blatantly false. I mean, preferably they would want to market products that have had some level of scientific testing behind them that actually do what they say they're going to do. Otherwise, they might be liable to some extent. They might be liable. If a product says it's going to do X and it doesn't, and Walmart is the company that's selling it, then there may be some liability there. I'm not sure, you know, how that all works.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation, but at this, you know, at one hand, you would expect that when you go and buy a product, that the store is reputable and has some sort of some market standing and whatnot, that it can back up whatever it sells. But at the same time, you know, the consumer vigilance does have to come into play. It's a weird.
Buyer beware is important for sure. However, the reason why buyers don't have to be aware of everything is because stores like Walmart, for instance, and another example, is out of the world of medicine and such, but into the world of your toaster. Walmart's not going to stock a toaster unless it's UL certified.
Right. Okay.
Period. Target will not stock, a Black & Decker drill unless it's UL certified. You don't go to the Walmart vendor as a potential vendor and pitch them a product and have it not meet a certain set of specifications. If it doesn't meet their specs as to what they're willing to offer their customers, and obviously somebody's going to say, well, Walmart offers a bunch of cheap crap. Well, you know, maybe they do offer some cheap stuff, but usually that's like the dishes or whatever, and that's not a big deal. But as far as an electrical device, there is a certain level of standards that these companies want to make sure they adhere to, because they don't want your toaster burning down your kitchen because of some cross wires inside or not inappropriate shielding on the wires, stuff like that. I mean, there are these little details.
Routing problems and such.
Right, where like a cheap manufacturer is going to cut corners,
yes,
and they're going to leave that stuff out in the hopes of selling the barest of the bones, cheapest of the cheap product. Even Walmart's going to turn their nose up at that, and they're going to say, no, you don't have UL certification, you're not on our shelf.
Well, UL is an excellent example as to the market responding to a certain level of certification. I don't know exactly what connection they have with the government at all, but
I don't know of any. It's my understanding UL is an entirely private laboratory.
Okay.
It's likely they probably have the government hire them for some things as far as certifying. Like, for instance, when I was in jail, I saw that they had a UL-certified blast door. So the doors they had up, they were rated for, like, gunfire and stuff like that. So UL does all kinds of crazy certifications. But the point being, you've got UL certifications and stores out there. Big chains will not accept products unless they're certified. And that's because they're protecting you. And they're protecting themselves as well from the liability.
Sure,
they don't want to sell you something that's going to burn your house
down.
Or
just the tarnished name.
Yeah, exactly. So you would see that exact same concept applied to things like medicines in the absence of the FDA. Nonetheless, we have the FDA now, and they use guns to get their way. So they sent men with guns into this particular manufacturer, Wildwood Cellars, the producer and distributor of elderberry juice. According to a U.S. attorney for Kansas, the FDA sent a warning letter to the company in 2006 to remove or modify certain health claims that it said were in violation of federal law, but the company did not comply. FDA officials claimed that they continued to make unapproved claims and that seizing the product was the next step.
Right, because that makes so much sense.
Well, that's what they do. They use violence to get their way.
Exactly.
However, John Brewer, the co-founder of Wildwood, says that after receiving the initial FDA warning letter, his company hired a consultant familiar with FDA regulations to help his company reword their product descriptions. See, there's certain ways you can get around the health claims. You can have people like give a testimonial, for instance, about what happened to them. It's not a claim that's not necessarily going to happen to you, but if the person feels like they've received less, that their discomfort has lessened, there's certain ways you can kind of step around this. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us at 800-259-9231 on the air.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Do you need camping gear for this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members of the in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices so low they can't even be mentioned on the radio. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The story is out of naturalnews.com, where the federal government, the FDA specifically, has sent essentially a SWAT team in, their own agents, to raid a business, Wildwood Cellars, a Kansas-based producer of elderberry juice. And the reason is because they call it an unapproved drug, and that their claim is that the company juice had been making health claims about the juice.
Now, this happened previously with cherry juice, and they did some studies, and there was real science to back this up, and some cherry juice manufacturers mentioned the science in some of their marketing materials, mm-hmm. and the feds cracked down on them. It's not
right.
about the science.
It's the
about
permission.
Paying the permission fees to the federal
yeah.
government.
So this is like complete overreaction. It's like the federal government, if you went out, filled out some paperwork, and you checked the wrong box, and they chopped off your hand. That's kind of what I relate this to, the violence that they use because of this
yep.
claim on this bottle. Not to mention the fact that the elder, has this juice ever hurt anyone? I mean, are there claims against it as far as is the federal government's looking into this because people have been killed by elderberry juice?
That doesn't seem likely, does it?
Has it led to terrorism? Has it led to crazy people doing crazy stuff, shooting senators and stuff, no?
People get killed by prescription drugs all the time. I mean, this happens.
Yeah.
This isn't really
properly
the issue.
Prescribed prescription medication.
Right, it's the truth. It happens.
So over 100,000 people a year.
Unless you drowned, it isn't going to kill you. If this is about the possibility that somebody might make a false claim that hasn't been paid for with the federal government. That's what the claim is. It doesn't matter
yeah.
whether the claim's false. It doesn't matter whether somebody dies. It matters whether you've gotten permission from the FDA.
So the FDA has sent a warning letter to the company in 2006 telling them they needed to remove the health claims that were violating their regulations. And the owner said that they had hired a company that would consult with them to reword their product descriptions. And he said that after making the appropriate changes and clarifying that the elderberry products in question were supplements instead of some sort of cure-all, Brewer said his company had done what it needed to in order to be in compliance. So he was certain he was following the rules. He figured he had done what he needed to do. He said, "We haven't heard anything from the FDA since," noting that following the changes up until the raid, the FDA had ceased communicating with Wildwood. Quote, "They've been in our facility multiple times. It's like, come on, guys, we changed our label. We changed everything we thought we were supposed to, and then they show up and do this. Supplement seems to be one of their hot buttons these days," unquote. This tactic, of course, has become all too common in recent years. According to naturalnews.com, a company receives a warning letter from the FDA, makes the appropriate changes, never hears anything further from the FDA, and out of nowhere, they get raided.
Wham!
Such actions on behalf of the FDA are ultimately unwarranted and illegal, and the offended parties have every right to sue the agency for damages. But does that actually do anything?
Right. Yeah, is it going to stop the agents? Because they don't
don't feel the pain from getting sued.
They certainly don't. And
how many times has the FDA lost a suit like that?
Right, and that's the other thing, is trying to bring suit against the government. It's impossible. Not impossible. It is a Herculean task.
There you
very,
go.
Very difficult.
Toll-free number for you and your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything. Let's talk to June, listening in Pennsylvania. June, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I listened to an interview on NPR yesterday, which involved two women who traveled to India and Afghanistan and Yemen, and their report was on young child marriages. And so there were children as young as 5 up to age 14 who were getting married and having children at very young ages, and some families were for it and many families were well, there's a movement in India right now trying to do away with that. However, I do not believe in government intervention with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yet some of the stories that they were telling on this interview, found it very tragic, and I stayed sympathetic with them as if they had no control and could not get out of their situations. So this movement that's going on in India, to get to the point, they tried to talk to the families to get them to change their minds as to the decision they're making about their child.
Let me see if I've got this clear. You're saying the families are marrying off their children as young as age five.
That's what the interview stated, yeah.
And the government people are trying to come in there and somehow prevent this from happening?
In India specifically, yes. Mm-hmm. But if they do not if they do not cooperate, then members of the family can be arrested.
And you're saying saying it's their business, they're the family, leave them alone.
Exactly. My philosophy here in America is that I do not believe that governments should intervene with private life, your personal individual life.
I agree with you. We kind of got you. You're kind of in a bad cell. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Sort of. Go ahead and throw that question out there again. Hello?
Uh-oh. I think the question she's trying to ask is,
we'll put her on hold. Maybe we can get her in a better cell here in a little bit.
Well, I think what you basically had said earlier was basically, what do you do when you want to affect some change in this area without governmental involvement?
You know, I'd have to say that this is one of those areas where government is attractive because it can create a change a little more quickly than sort of people move along. One thing that you need to understand is slavery petered out in the Western world sort of its own accord, without violence or wars, in every place in the world except the United States. They fought a war over it. But just about every place else, this went away. Now, this is a societal change, and it's foundational and fundamental. And these things take a little while to sort of occur. What you can do is you can pass a law and you can force people to do things. But remember, laws only get passed when a large enough percentage of the population is interested in that happening anyway. So, you know.
Well, not necessarily.
Not in the United States.
What are you talking about?
Well Patriot Act.
Right. Laws don't necessarily get passed if a portion of the population is interested.
I'm not telling you that there's a specific percentage point at which laws get passed. I am saying that laws don't get passed until there's enough of a zeitgeist, enough of a movement for that to happen anyway. So if that movement is occurring, the law only really just jumps in front of the parade anyhow. So that those kind of things are already happening in society.
All right, we'll continue here in a moment at 800-259-9231. But you don't want to use a law to force change. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on the website and enjoy the features there for free. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. You can go and do all of it for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, golf simulator, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you should reserve your berth now. There's still some berths available at cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
So June, unfortunately, dropped off the line. She had a bad cell. Normally, if there's a connection problem, you're welcome to call back. Typically, the rule is only one call per night, but if there's a technical difficulty, that obviously will bend that rule for you. But June was talking about, apparently, a situation over in, was it India, where there
India,
were...
Afghanistan. It happens in the Middle East in several different places. They also talk about this in Palestine.
People were being, I guess families are having their kids married off at ages as young as 5. And that sure does seem strange
to me.
That's
the lowest I've ever heard. I've heard of child brides at like 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually, I looked this up, actually while we were talking to her, just to make sure that I was saying this correctly. But apparently, there was a, Muhammad had his wife, Aisha, perhaps, was 9 years old. And apparently he didn't have sex with her for, you know, several years after he married her. But, you know, this is some kind of custom.
Isn't there more involved in weddings in some parts of the world where this is taking place, where it's, isn't it more like a partnership between the two families or something that has to
often
do with business?
Often they'll do those
or,
things, arranged marriages.
I mean, it's I think it's a lot more complicated than simply a marriage. Like here in the United States, you know, people get married at some drive-through chapel in Las Vegas. You know, it's not a big deal, but I think in these countries, it's a very, you know, huge part of life. And I think if June was looking for a way to sort of change the culture and, you know, not using the government or going outside or, you know, outside the box pretty much and basically just changing the culture or changing talking to people and finding a community of people that agree with you or that at least grow up. And when they become adults and they have kids, then maybe they don't do that, you know, because they have this mindset of, I think this is unacceptable and that,
right.
You know, we should move on from this paradigm.
Now, this is an area where it is attractive to use the government to cause a change because, you know, when you can use the government to cause a change, there's a certain sort of groundswell of a feeling behind this. You know, if you can get enough people behind it, then it's relatively easy to use the government and then you can make the other people do what you want. But let's look at phenomena that have done this without the government, because what you have to remember about the government is it's kind of like this husband who might bring home a paycheck and do some good things for you, but then he beats the family.
Hmm.
It's a dangerous organization. At least government is as it's constituted today. I mean, maybe one can constitute government differently in a less violent fashion. I don't know. But take a look at circumcision in the United States. This was something that was never codified in law. People went around, they kind of proselytized for circumcision. They told some stories about, hey, it's going to make it so your young boys don't masturbate. And, you know,
Kellogg and Graham, too, yeah, that did that.
The litany of claims that they made for circumcision was long and fallacious.
Yeah.
But just for a period of time there, for decades, just about every male child was circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
It's going away now as they see that it's, you know,
horrible.
There are disadvantages to it.
And mutilation.
It's a low-level mutilation. There's no doubt about it. I mean, but people also pierce their kids' ears, too. That's mutilation, right?
I suppose, but normally, do they do that before their kids are actually able to make that decision?
Some babies.
They pierce infants' ears?
Yeah.
I think it is the same
weird
principle of mutilation, right? But I think the earlobe doesn't have as much sensation at all as
clearly
the genitalia.
I would say earlobe is a lower level mutilation than circumcision. The decision I've made for my son is I'm going to deliver him as best I can on his 18th birthday as he came into the world. If he wants to get circumcised, wants to do those things. If he wants to pierce his ears before that,
that's fine. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be 18.
No. But I mean, you know, that's kind of the idea that I'm not going to make any physical alterations. If I feel like making physical alterations to him, I'll cut his hair the way I want. And
mm-hmm.
I do.
Right.
You know, it makes
yeah.
me happy that he has daddy's haircut. And I can see it a lot more often than this whole circumcision thing. I don't know why people do it.
It's like, hey, Mark, I bought you a car, but I made some modifications for you.
Well, the reason why people do it is probably multiple. I mean, one of the big reasons is because it was done to them, and they believe that they need it needs to be done to fit in. You know, well, he'll be seen in the locker room someday, and so he needs to be circumcised.
Now, I think it's despicable that you would marry off a 5 to 10-year-old little girl. I don't think
or
it makes
a little boy.
It doesn't make any sense. I think they mostly marry the little girls off to older men. Like this is a phenomenon where 5-year-old girls are getting married to 20-year-old men.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That as I've seen it on YouTube, and you can trust everything you see on YouTube. but it's a tough thing to look at. You're talking about people's culture, and there's lots of things wrong with lots of cultures.
You have to let culture, this is the whole idea that you can change culture by force is fallacious, because when you try to use force on people, you get consequences that in many cases you can't really predict what they're going to be. In some cases you absolutely can, and force has very negative consequences. I mean, you're taking a negative approach. Force is it's violence.
Destructive.
And if you want to change people and how they behave, then they have to come to the conclusions on their own. Forcing a viewpoint onto somebody and saying, you will either do as we say or we will put you in a cage, it may make it so they'll do as you say, at least overtly, but it won't make it so they've changed their mind about what it is they're doing. And until they change their mind about what it is they're doing, then they're going to keep doing it as covertly as they possibly can, in whatever way is possible. Or maybe they will just completely out now just ignore whatever the violence is or whatever the threats are and just be willing to face the violence in that particular case. But the point is, if you really want to change culture, you have to change hearts and minds. And government doesn't do that. Government doesn't change hearts and minds. It just threatens violence against people, and then in some cases actually uses violence against them. And when violence is actually employed, then how is that going to change hearts and minds? Would that not simply galvanize the people against whatever viewpoint the government is attempting to force on them? I mean, how many pot smokers, for instance, have actually stopped smoking pot because they believed it was wrong because they were arrested, and that's why they believed it was wrong? I don't know how often that happens, because most people that I've been in jail with couldn't wait to get out of jail so they could smoke their first joint. Friends that I know that were pot smokers couldn't wait to get off of probation so they could get high again. So they hadn't been reformed. They hadn't been forced to change. They'd only been forced to stop for a temporary period of time until they could get away with doing what it is that they wanted to do.
Now, people often say to themselves, well, how do we get the marketplace involved in something like this? It's very difficult. But take another look at another situation, which is breastfeeding. Breastfeeding, you know, went out of popularity when formulas became popular. Obviously, formulas have, there's a motivation and incentive to advertise them. Breast milk, there's no motivation or incentive to anybody to advertise or talk about breast milk and why it's good. But take a look at the resurgence of natural breastfeeding in America and around the world, frankly. There's this this group La Leche, which is just women that are talking about breastfeeding and doing it. And it's, for whatever reason, people have managed to do this thing that is not incentivized by the marketplace, and they've made it happen. And this is just people talking about something that they believe in. I believe that young people should not be, children should not be married like this. And as I understand it, actually somebody did some research, one of my producers here, and I guess it's child on child in India and adult on child in the sort of the Arab countries.
So 1-800-259-9231. Would love to have your thoughts on this. Should young people be getting married at age 5? I mean, is there anybody out there that supports it? I'd like to hear the pitch. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll get a whole list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live, say, on more radio stations and into more people's ears around the world on the Internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get access to everything from a free bumper sticker to flyers that you can print out and pass out, put up, etc. Also, business cards, web banners, graphics you can make your own graphics with, and more. All of it over at promote.freetalklive.com.
On this evening's Edgington Post, I interview Pasha Roberts. He's from the Silver Circle movie, and they're doing a Federal Reserve note burning party at Porkfest. I talked to him about that and the things that are going on with the production of Silver Circle, his liberty-oriented movie. And you can hear that interview. It will be attached to the podcast of this evening's show. It's right after, you know, the Free Talk Live main show. Just go on freetalklive.com. You can click right there on the navigation bar at the top. It says whatever, Thursday night, and
I don't know if you would call that a navigation bar. It's just where the archives are.
Okay. Go get tonight's archive. You can listen to it there.
All right. So 800-259-9231 is the number here. We're talking about this apparently news out of India, and maybe it's not really news. We are hearing about it here tonight, where apparently they've been marrying young people as young as age 5. And I'm just wondering, is anybody out there agree with this? Can somebody pitch me on this idea? I mean, maybe you could. I'm just trying to think of how this could be good. Like, obviously, we all look at this and say, this is weird, because none of us were raised in a culture that has this. But what would somebody who's in the culture say? What would somebody who is part of this say to defend this particular behavior?
Well, I hear that there's all kinds of defenses to arranged marriage. And I suppose one can make the argument. I mean, there's lots of people who are in arranged marriages around the world, and I guess life's fine for them. But it's the idea that I don't like the idea of kids, because if you're an adult and somebody tries to arrange marriage for you, you can, at the very least, you're as big as they are, and you can say, no, I'm not going. I pick up my kid and I move him to where I want him to go all
right.
The time.
Yeah. that's a good point. I think the whole knowledge and understanding, and, you know, some people don't want to be in marriage. There's a lot of people out here that don't want to be married, they don't want to have kids. You know, they don't realize that until later in their life, when they have a better understanding of the world around them, and they understand the ideas of family and the ideas of relationships and marriage and all that sort of stuff. When you're 5, 9 years old, you can't know very much at all.
Okay, but what if, and I'm just speculating here, what if there are some really Like, what if the percentage or the portion of arranged marriages that are happy are larger, you know, are fairly large? Like, what if this is working for folks? What if by getting together with somebody at age five and building a relationship from that early on in life, what if you've got really compatible people as a result because they've always been together, kind of doing the same things and grown together, rather than having, you know, people at age 20 or 30 or 40 who've had these very disparate lives where they've done different things? Maybe they're you know, less likely in that situation to be compatible, whereas if they're together at age five, maybe it works out better. I don't know.
This is the kind of cultural information that should be able to spread between cultures, and people should be able to, the best idea should win. And people should not be forced, in my opinion, to participate in it. But if there's some kind of advantages to it, I'm willing to hear the other side. I just think that my idea around human freedom is so strong that I suspect I won't be swayed. But I just don't think that the government needs to get involved in this particular arena. You can educate people out of this. When they get to be adults, when five-year-olds get to be adults, they can leave each other.
Sure.
As far as I'm concerned, they don't have to stay in that arrangement. If two families want to raise their two kids together as husband and wife from five on up to 18, it's not what I'm going to do, but, you know, what's it mean to me?
And really, that's where it all comes down to. It comes down to, as weird as this might seem, and it is strange from our perspective, as weird as it might seem, if we want freedom in our lives, and those of us on this show do, if we want freedom in our lives, we have to allow others. And this is all about the art of allowing others to be free. And that can, in some cases, be a tough thing to do, especially when you're looking at a case where you've got a five-year-old marrying another five-year-old in this arranged marriage situation, something you completely don't even conceptualize. You can't even understand what the benefits of that might be, if any.
Well, I think the benefits, I'm guessing here, I haven't studied this in depth, but I've done a little bit of cursory research on this, and I think that the benefits are that your family can move up the economic ladder through the caste system, which still has somewhat of a hold in India. I think that that's probably what the single biggest benefit is to get the kids before they have a chance to really say no into a situation and get them married so that we can, I mean, you can see the race against the clock to move your family up the economic ladder, right?
I see that. Mm-hmm.
I suspect that's what it is.
Do you feel that there are marriages that are frequently arranged where someone will marry up a step? I mean, that
I don't know if they're marrying up the caste step, but I'm certain that there are stratifications within that caste. I mean, you know, people in the merchant Gandhi class that are, you know, greater and lesser wealth that are going through there. But I suspect that, yeah, I bet you there are marriages to some extent between the castes.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. So you have to allow others to be free, and that means allowing others to do things that are weird to you, that you don't understand. But as long as there's no force involved, then I don't see what anybody's issue should be with this. Leave them alone. Let them do their thing. Let them have their beliefs. Let them marry who they want to marry.
This is an issue that is the kind of thing that will get people really riled up, because it has to do with human freedom. This is like the abortion issue. There's two types of freedoms here. There's the freedom to run your family the way you wish to run your family. Mm-hmm. And there's the freedom of the individual to be able to choose what kind of life they want to have for themselves. And those two freedoms in this particular instance are at odds, because the kid is being forced into a marriage that they didn't ask for, before they're even able to make a decision.
Well,
like
but
that.
Mark, you also force your son to eat his green beans at night.
I sure do.
So, you know, where do you draw that particular line? As long as they're not forced to stay in the marriage when they want to leave the marriage, then I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, I think there's two points I'd like to make. The whole fact that if it's two young kids, so to speak, if they're both, you know, around the same age or a couple years apart, whatever, I don't think, you know, they're not going to, like, generally force each other to do much, because there really isn't much they know about or what have you. That aside, I think also the idea of forcing children, what about forcing children in 12 years of public school, that has, you know, devastating effects on the development of a
person. That's real force, because if they don't go to the public school, then men with guns will come and put their parents in a cage and punish the child.
But that starts at age five, doesn't it?
I mean, out there, yeah. Yeah, kindergarten, sure.
So, I mean, we've been forcing kids to do something that's unnatural to them since age five pretty prevalently in this country.
I think the natural state of kids is probably something close to a primate. The very fact that I clean my son's bottom from his diaper is unnatural, I suppose. Putting on the diaper in the first place is unnatural. I have had a chance to watch my son in his natural state, pretty.
You're taking that to a conclusion that, no. What I mean by unnatural is putting kids into a box and saying you have to all recite the same letters.
Sure.
That isn't the way.
So there's benefits, and there's I agree that they're doing some things that are sort of unnatural. Moving from a natural state, as far as I'm concerned, is a good thing for humans. I want to move from the natural state. Well, the natural state includes bacteria. It does not include antibiotics. It does not include clean freaking water. I mean, the natural state stinks. Okay?
Yeah, well, maybe because you stink it up.
Well, define natural. I mean, if man is part of nature and what man creates is therefore part of nature, wouldn't also the elimination of bacteria be a natural thing as well? I mean, how do you define what natural is? Are you talking about just anything that hasn't been touched by man?
No. I think there's a difference between like analog and digital. Mm-hmm. You know, analog is natural, and digital isn't. You know, artificial.
What? Okay.
It's a facsimile of the reality that is analog.
All right.
Okay.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever living in a house is and having clean water, I want that.
Okay, well,
so it's natural,
you just create your own biosphere. That's all.
Right, well, isn't it natural for you to want better things? I mean, isn't that a natural desire? Having people overall of nature been improving their living conditions? Isn't that a natural process?
Is it a natural process to eliminate the meaning of words to the point that they all are just this muddled mess and we just make grunts at each other?
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Hour number two is on the way. What do you want to talk about? Children getting married, or whatever you want. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.